Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are giving just a bit more information. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1. It reads, "Therefore, since the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us be careful that none of you be found to have fallen short of it." The writer here at the beginning of chapter 4 is reflecting on the consequences of Israel's rebellion that he's been talking about in chapter 3. The "let us fear, therefore" is another way of phrasing the beginning of verse 1. Let us fear, therefore, what could happen to us. There's an emphasis on us as Christians being sober when we face the facts about Israel's rebellion and its consequences. The Israelites received the promise of entering the promised land. You can review that promise in Exodus chapter 3, verses 7 to 10, and Exodus 34, 10 to 14. They have the promise, they had the promise, they did not fully inherit it. We have the promise still open to us. This rest still stands for us. It's open, that's the Greek meaning of the word, it's open for us. There are three kinds of rest envisaged in chapter 4, a literal rest in Canaan, God's rest, and a rest that is offered to Christians. Now, we need to hold on to this rest. For the Israelites, the clarity of their purpose and the trustworthiness of the one making the promise was not enough to ensure their inheriting of what was open to them. It's a sobering thought for us today too. We have so many opportunities open to us. God is such a trustworthy one to promise us things. And yet just because he promised doesn't mean that we receive, because we must be careful not to have fallen short. This last weekend I was visiting a friend who's building a new house. He showed me the hole where the staircase will go. There's a ladder going from the ground floor to the first floor. And he told me that recently he was upstairs on the first floor with somebody else moving furniture around, and he put his foot down expecting to find floor, only to put it into thin air because he was actually stepping into the stairwell. He fell from the first floor to the ground floor and was extremely lucky not to break any bones, but scraped his side on an open nail and nearly killed himself in the fall. This kind of falling is very painful, and it is said here that we must not fall short of the promises that have been granted us. God's faithfulness is sure. It's our holding on to the promise that matters, as it talks about in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1. We must make sure we don't drift away, holding on to the place that is secure so that we do not drift. How are we doing at holding on? Holding on to the God that does not drift, holding on to the promises that do not drift, holding on to Jesus and not to the Holy Spirit, holding on to God's word that is the same, lasts forever. Man withers and passes away, but the word of God lasts forever. And Jesus Christ, it says in Hebrews 13, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let's hold on to that. The writer of the Hebrews is explaining the rest that is available through this letter. The key thing is that all who were saved from Egypt had the opportunity to enter the rest of Canaan, but only the faithful received it. The challenge now is for this generation, who are promised a better rest, to be faithful so as to receive the rest that is promised. And we are also challenged to have the same correct attitude of faithfulness to inherit that rest. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 2. Until then, if you want to know more about our church work, it's nwlcc.org. You can email me at malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. And you can find us in iTunes. Just type in MCCX into iTunes, look at podcasts, and you should find us there. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.